الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم Respected brothers, in this verse of Surah At-Tawbah, the ayat number 128, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, Verily there has come unto you a messenger from amongst yourselves. It grieves him that you should receive any injury or difficulty. He is anxious over you. For the believers, he is full of pity, kind and merciful. We are so lucky and fortunate, my brothers and sisters, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us such a kind and full of mercy, a prophet and messenger to follow, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that to guide the mankind, he had a spiritual system, unseen system. And that is to send selected and chosen servants amongst the mankind. So it would be easy for the mankind to understand, because he is one of like them, to understand his language, his behavior, and that's how it becomes easy to follow. And from the time of Adam alayhi salam till Isa alayhi salam, each and every prophet came in this dunya to guide the mankind towards oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And each and every prophet and Nabi of the time used to be very merciful towards the nation. We can hear most of the time the example of Nuh alayhi salam, that he preached the people, his nation, for 950 years, long, long period. Look at his tolerance, his sabr, his patience. You know, that people used to mock on him, they used to insult him, they used to laugh at him, but he did not give up. Continuously, such a long time, he was keep on inviting and trying to convince them. Same thing, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the whole life of Ibrahim alayhi salam was full of trials and tribulations. Same with Musa alayhi salam, the stubborn qawm and nation Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted to Musa alayhi salam, Bani Israel, they were so stubborn. Any command used to come, they said, no, give us a proof, give me this, and go, you and your Lord can fight with them, we are sitting here. Inna hauna qaidun. So he was a very stubborn nation. But he was merciful, he was kind towards them. Isa alayhi salam, same thing. So each and every Nabi has the common sifat and attribute that he used to be kind towards his nation. But our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Khatimul Nabiyyin, Sayyidul Mursaleen, Rahmatulil Alameen, extraordinary patience, extraordinary love. No Nabi, no Rasul loved his nation and qawm and ummah the way our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved us. Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him this task of nubuwwah, Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha said, since my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam came down from Cave of Hira with this revelation and this mission to invite the people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she said he never slept after that the full night. Whole night he couldn't sleep. He didn't eat full stomach. his worry, his concern used to make him alive during the night. And he, when a person is in worry and concern, he cannot enjoy the food. He cannot enjoy the luxury because he has something going on in the back of mind. That thing is not getting him rest and relax. Same thing, Hazrat Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, one day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the dua of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. One day Hazrat Ibrahim salam was making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After a long period of preaching, he said, Rabbi inna hunna adlanna kathiran minan nas, faman tabi'ani fa'innahu minni, wa man asani fa'innaka ghafurur rahim. Towards the end he said that, oh my Lord, you know that I make effort towards my ummah and nation, but most of them, they are astray. They did not accept my message. They were misguided. أَدْلَلْنَا كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ فَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي. Those who followed me, who accepted my message, who brought iman upon me, who believed in you as the one Allah, they are mine. وَمَنْ عَصَانِي. And those who rejected me, disobeyed me, you are غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. You are most merciful. I am leaving their matter in your hand. You must decide on the Yawmul Qiyamah how you are going to treat them. That was the dua of Hadrat Ibrahim al-Salam. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the dua of Hadrat Isa alayhi salam. Hadrat Isa alayhi salam made dua, in tu'azibni fa innahum ibaduk wa in taghfir lahum fa innaka antal azizul hakim. In tu'azibhum fa innahum ibaduk wa in taghfir lahum fa innaka antal azizul hakim. Oh my Lord, if you punish them, they deserve it. They deserve punishment because I try my best to convince them, to invite them, to protect them from the hellfire. They were stubborn, they were disobedient, they didn't listen to me. So if you punish them on the Yawmul Qiyamah, you are 100% right, because they deserve punishment because of their disobedience. In taghfir lahum, but if you show your mercy on the Yawmul Qiyamah, who is there to counter you or to ask you, why are you so merciful? It's your creation. And you are Malik Yawmiddin. You have all the power, authority on the Yawmul Qiyamah, to whom you can pardon, no one can question you. وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. You have all the mighty, you have all the power, and you are full of wisdom. You are wise, Hakim. So you must decide with regard to my nation as you feel better. Again, Isa alayhi salam gave the matter in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just like Hadrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. They made dua for their maghfirat, for their well-being, but towards the end they say, Ya Allah, you decide. It's all in your hands. Then our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam raised his hand and he started making dua. Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati. Keep on crying and crying and crying excessively. He did not give up. That Allah, is up to you. You forgive them or you punish them. No. He said, Ya Allah, forgive my ummah. Ya Allah, forgive my ummah. Ya Allah, pardon my ummah. To that extent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Hadar Jibreel alayhi salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jibreel, go and ask him why my Habib is crying so much today. What's thing bothering him? Allah knows everything. But that is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to respect and show the honor and love for his beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jibreel salam is coming down. Say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah send salutation to you and is asking, is concerned about your crying. Please let me know, why are you crying so much today? What happened to you? What's bothering to you? He said, O Jibreel, what will happen to my ummah? What will happen to my ummah? How Allah is going to treat my ummah on the Yawmul Qiyamah? This is the thing making me cry. please go and find out from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jibril al-Salam going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, Allah knows everything. Jibril al-Salam give the report back. Ya Allah, your Habib is crying because of his concern and worry for his Ummah. He is not sure how you are going to treat him, treat his Ummah on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. That matter is making him cry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O Jibril, I cannot see my Habib crying so much. Go back and give him this glad tidings. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Go and tell him, this is the promise from me, that very soon I will make him so happy. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ, that your Lord is giving to, very soon your Lord will give you a such a thing, the power, a power of shafa'ah, intercession, and the daraja of wasila, that you will be happy with that. You will be pleased with that. Allah will make you pleased on the Yawm al-Qiyam. Rasulullah SAW heard this glad tidings and he said, Idal la ardi wa wahid min ummati finna. If this is the case, Allah is going to give me authority of intercession for my ummah. I will take full advantage of it. I will take full advantage of it. I will not be happy and pleased until my one ummah, my last ummati, will come out from the hellfire. Even if my one ummah will be in the hellfire, I will not be happy until the whole of ummah of mine who believe in me, obviously iman is the first condition, and I will not be happy. I will not enter into paradise until my whole ummah will be forgiven and pardoned. This is the mercy of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He did not give up until he got this 100% guarantee from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if until and unless my whole ummah will be forgiven, then and then only I will get into the paradise. Until there I will wait, I will not go. This is the mercy and love and kindness of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One day Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very happy. So that Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha was very beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she was very intelligent. She used to see the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the expression of the face, she used to recognize from the expression of the face that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is happy or sad or is, you know, full of worry or what. So one day she found that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam looks very happy. So she took advantage of this situation and she said, Ya Rasulullah, ud'ullah li. Ya Rasulullah, I have request that please make dua for me to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in good mood. So Rasulullah sallallahu there and there raised his hand, and now this is the dua he is making, especially, exclusively, only for Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Imagine. He said, Ya Allah, qala Allahumma gfir li Aishata ma taqaddama min zambiha wa ma ta'akhar wa ma asarrat wa ma a'lanat. O Allah, forgive the sins of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, whatever she has done in past and whatever she will do in future till she will die, and whatever sins she has committed in privacy and whatever sins she has committed in publicly, all the sins, any kind of sins, Allah forgive. So this was a very, very special dua for Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And she, when she heard this dua, zahikat Aishatu, she laughed excessively, overwhelmed, hatta sakata ra'suha fi hijriha min az-zahak, until to out of control her head fell down into the lap of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Faqala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Rasulullah saw this, you know, expression and this condition of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, she is out of control, she is so rejoiced and so happy and pleased with this dua, she said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said,
Yasurruka, do I, O Aisha, control yourself, you are laughing so much. Is it that my dua make you so happy and laugh? You are laughing so much because of my dua? فَقَالَتْ أُمَالِيَا لَا يَسُرُّنِي دُعَاكَ Ya Rasulullah, why should I not be happy so much? Because today you especially made dua for me. It's such a great dua that Allah is going to pardon all the sins, and I 100% confidence that your dua will not be rejected. I am a winner. I am successful. You made the special dua for me, and that's the matter, because I'm feeling myself very special, VIP, that you today, taking my name, made very, very special dua for me. And that's why I'm so overwhelmed and out of control. I'm laughing so much. I'm so happy. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Wallahi, innaha lada'wati li ummati fi kulli salati. Oh Aisha, this my dua is made you so happy, and please listen. This is the dua I'm making for my whole ummah in every salah, in every day. Allahu ya Rabbi, salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khairil khalki kulli. Jazallahu anna Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ma huwa ahlu. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha especially requested to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make dua. And on her request, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam once in his whole life made dua, taking her name. And here, without our request, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam making dua e maghfirat for us in every salah, in every day. My brothers, who can imagine the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for us? Inshallah, there is some more incidents. I'll continue my next speech. How much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted the love to our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for this ummah, and how this ummah was so beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every event, in every occasion, day and night. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam always used to remember us and used to make dua and maghfirah for us. So this is our duty, this is our responsibility. It's not just lip service that I love my Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and our daily life, our appearance, our family matters, you know, is against of the Sharia, is against of the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is not true love, my brothers and sisters. If you really truly love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then our life should change. Our life should be in the pattern of the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our days, our nights, our weddings, our funerals, our every activity should be according to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was the whole mission. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared in the Holy Quran, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِنْ لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. The best example for us to follow, and we are not following, unfortunately. So this is the lacking from our part, and we have to work on it, and we have to change our lives according to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah give us the tawfiq for that.